Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So once again, excuse me, I cleared my throat here. Once again, we thank God for another opportunity today. It's another blessed day, people, in the Lord. Amen. Rejoice. Rejoice in this blessed day. And my brother, Robert Gross, will be joining me soon. And as we wait for him to come on and join me, once again, I want to talk to those of you who are first-time listeners, amen, of this series we're in about Christian Science. I want to encourage you, after you listen to this tonight, Blog Talk Radio does record the episodes. So go back and listen to the past ones, amen. I want you to be caught up to speed, you know, not just come in the middle or the end of something, but that you may be caught up to speed, because this is very important, especially if you are a Christian. Even if you are a Christian Scientist and God has been dealing with you about, hey, something's wrong with this thing. Well, God looked like he's touching your heart there, my friend, to let you know that that is not the way. And for those of you even contemplating, you would need to hear this to know, hey, God doesn't want you to go that direction. Amen. And perhaps you have people coming at you, talking to you, say, hey, why won't you join us? Okay. But God letting you know that it is not of him. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for the precious word and the blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. Because, listen, people, we can't make it without Jesus. Okay, I don't care, you know, what people are saying, what they want to say, blah, blah, blah. Without Jesus, you can't make it. You can counsel. It's not happening. Amen? It's not happening at all. We need Jesus. Amen? We need him. It's just plain and simple, okay? And there's no making it without him. Glory to God. And, hey, you know, it's very important. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's very important that you know this. Amen. And this is why we're giving the gospel of Jesus Christ today to those of you that are listening, hey, that you may know that without him, you can't make it, okay? I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have. You know, it doesn't make a difference, okay? You cannot make it without him, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised, and he's worthy to be glorified. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost as we are on the series concerning Christian Science. Amen. And we're starting a new section tonight. And just want to go into the direction of the Lord. Very important. Amen. Once again, that we go into the direction of the Lord. Glory to God. Sense the presence, power of His Spirit working this day. Amen. It is a great day, a great time to rejoice. I know it may not seem like it, but I'm here to tell you it is. Amen. Because God is still in the miracle working business. Okay? And God is still performing miracles for His people. He will not fail His people. Let's rest assured and believe and understand that He's not going to fail. Whatever He told you He would do for you, He would do it. Glory. I wasn't intending to say that starting off, but I sense in my spirit to speak that. Someone out there tonight needed to hear that. Maybe you had heard a word from the Lord before, maybe a month or 2 months ago or 3 months ago, about a certain situation in your life, and you're wondering, Lord, where are you? Okay? And I know that the thing you're facing, it seems like it's gotten worse, but remember, God is not a man that He shall lie. Whatever He promised you, He will bring into pass. Amen? I want to click my brother over here. God bless you, brother, once again. God bless. God bless you, brother. Maybe we're having some technical difficulties here. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Bind the workings of the enemy right now, in Jesus' name. God bless. Maybe he can hear me, but I can't hear him, and his call just dropped. Maybe he will call back in, and I'm looking for him to call back in. I'll put it that way. Glory to God. As we go forth to present the gospel of Christ, and as we speak on these subjects, you know, we've been experiencing a lot of hindrance as of late, and I know that technology get crossed up sometimes, but there's no doubt in my spirit that the biggest of these hindrance and cross up is Satan. Because the things that we're speaking on, he does not want it to be heard. Amen. Now let's try my brother again here. God bless you, brother.
Amen. How are you today?
Amen. Hey. Oh, blessing the Lord. Praise God. Thank God that he...
I had to call
him God
three
he
times.
Opened up the avenue. Yeah, well, you know what? I was just sharing with the people, you know, especially as of late, we've been experiencing a whole lot of hindrance and all that. And I know that sometimes technology gets crossed up, but there's no doubt in my spirit, the biggest of this thing is Satan. And,
yeah,
and what we've
yeah.
been speaking on, he doesn't want glory to God. Mm. He don't want it to glory to both she. He don't want it to be heard.
Amen.
Glory. I did holler about Katar about Sheikh. I just sense the Holy Ghost storm had the spirit of the Lord witnessed nothing but the truth. And he don't want this thing to be heard. And, man, we've been, you know, experiencing a hindrance here, there, sometimes almost every day as of late. But thank God the gospel is still getting through. Glory to
Amen.
God. Still getting through.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So tonight, people, as you listen to us, we give the gospel, we're going to hit the devil again, okay? We do not give up on our pursuit to give him pain. Okay, and we're not giving up on that. We're at the same time giving the gospel that the souls may be saved And at the same time, we are popping and hitting him every time. So in the name of Jesus, I'm going to let my brother open up with prayer, and we're going to go straight into the message tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who is blessed with all blessings and heavenly places in Christ. According he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy without blame before him. Bless, Lord God, the people, Lord God, that are listening to this broadcast today, Lord Jesus. Bless their ears, their eyes, their understanding, their desire. Lord God, bless them, Lord Jesus, with wisdom, Lord Jesus. Bless them, Lord Jesus, with the seeking mind. Lord God, with the desiring mind, oh Lord God, with the hungering and thirsting after righteousness mind, oh Lord God, in Jesus Christ's holy righteous name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us light, illumination, understanding of your Holy Ghost in Jesus Christ's holy righteous name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. To Jesus. The whole of Ashita. I know, brother, that this is one thing tonight we're finna go into that the devil is especially don't want to be heard. I sense that in my spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why we're gonna do it anyhow. Amen. That's why we're gonna do it anyhow. Praise be to God. But those of you that are joining us tonight, and those of you who have been listening to us as of late, we've been on the series talking about Christian Science. We've been talking about what they teach and what they believe, and we've been giving you the gospel of Christ, what Christ says. And I'm here to tell you that the gospel of Christ does not agree with what they're teaching, what they're preaching, what they believe. We give you what they say. We give you overall what the Word of God say, and we let you choose. Now, tonight, we are on Christian Science, and we are on another section or part of this series called Christian Science, the Atonement. Christian Science, the Atonement. And I'm going to start off here, and then my brother going to come behind me with some scriptures. Amen. But here's what we're going to be looking at with the atonement. And the question is it true that the blood of Jesus was powerless to cleanse us from sin? I'm going to read that question again. Is it true that the blood of Jesus was powerless to cleanse us from sin? Now, you say, well, where this question come up? So who believe that the blood of Jesus was powerless to cleanse us from sin? Well, this is what Christian Scientists teach. Okay, let me read to you what they say to show you and prove to you this is what they teach. Now, remember, for those of you who been listening, and those of you that first time listeners, we talked to you about the one who was credited as finding the Christian Science was Mary Baker Eddy. She is credited for starting Christian Science, which is part of what is called the Mind Science Movement. And therefore, you have Christian Scientists today, okay? And this is what she had to say about the blood of Jesus, because what she's saying is that it was powerless, okay? Let me read to you what she said in one of her books she wrote called Science and Health. She said, "Material blood of Jesus was no more efficacious to cleanse from sin when it was shed upon the accursed tree than when it was flowing in his veins." Now, the word efficacious, and I hope that I'm pronouncing it right, but it is EFFICACIOUS. The word efficacious means having the power to produce a desired effect. So, since she said that it was no more efficacious, that means she said it's powerless. It was powerless in effect to a cleanse sin, to cleanse us from sin, that it was powerless, okay? My God. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost to speak on it. Because once again, the devil does not want this to be talked about. Okay. When you get it going into the thing about talking about the blood, you have to mention what is called the atonement. And in the atonement, as Webster even defined the word atonement, means the reconciliation of humankind through the sacrificial death of Jesus. When you get into that talking about mankind being reconciled through the death of Jesus, you have to talk about his blood being shed. Okay? You got to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Hold up our shot down. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Christian Science teach that his blood, which they're calling material blood, but his blood, we must understand, wasn't, quote, just no ordinary blood, but his blood, they said, was not effective. Now, once again, we have talked about that one thing Satan is trying to do through these religions, these cults, is to diminish the deity of Christ, okay, and his existence before the eyes of the people. And in trying to diminish his deity and his existence, one of the areas you find out, not only just Christian Science, but all these other religions and cults, what they attack is the blood. It's the blood of Christ. And they attack it and say it didn't do nothing. That's what is being said. But I want you to understand, as we get ready to go in further, that if it wasn't for the blood being shed, there would be no us. Okay? There wouldn't be no saving. Okay? It had to be shed. Now, I'm going to start off tonight with a couple of scriptures in a couple of places, going back to kind of like a little bit of the beginning, and my brother going to come behind me, and give some scriptures. Brother, I'm thinking that we might have to go to a part two on this one. Okay? I don't think this is going to be something that we can just fly through. Amen? Hallelujah. So, having said that, let's go to Hebrews chapter 10. Amen. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 10. Still there with me, brother? God bless. Had another call. God bless, brother.
Hey, man, I got dropped again.
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad we see. You know what, brother? I know in my spirit that this is something tonight the devil don't want us attack. He don't want to address this.
Amen. Amen.
He cuts her glory. So when you get on the subject talking about the blood, okay, that was shedded, the devil said, "Oh no, they can't know what Jesus did," because he's spending his whole time. The devil even tell his followers that when Jesus was crucified, he's dead. So every time we go around telling people that Jesus rose, we slap them in the face every time. Pow. Just slap them in the face. Every time we say, "Hey,
amen,
y'all, Jesus rose and triumphed over the devil," pow, it just pop up in the face. He can't stand it. So I see all this interference we've been getting. Glory to God. We're going to start in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. Like I said, I'm going to come with a couple of scriptures, and then my brother's going to come right behind me. Amen? And we're going to do the tag team once again and hit this devil. And people, if you don't realize all this hindrance and interference that we're getting, that the devil is in that mix somewhere, then you're missing it, okay? He does not want, and this is one of especially the real important areas, Satan does not want you to talk about the atonement.
Amen.
Period. He like, don't come with that. Don't tell people that. Why? Because he wants people to think he defeated Jesus. He wants you to think that, people. I pray to y'all listening tonight. He wants you to think that. And now he's working through these religions, once again, like Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy and them, who said that the blood of Christ was no more efficacious. So in other words, no, it was powerless to cleanse us from sin. Now, I'm going to start Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. Take you a little bit through the beginning, then I'm going to let my brother come behind me. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. And I'm going to let my brother open up with prayer and hit that devil again with prayer as we go into the Word of God. Amen.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we bind the powers of the adversary today, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We bind the power of Satan's demonic network, Lord Jesus, to affect us, Lord Jesus, to hinder us, Lord Jesus, to try to stop us in this, Lord God, this word going forth. Spread forth your word,
Lord,
O Lord Jesus, and your angels before us, O Lord God, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. And protect all the listeners, Lord God, all the hearers,
Lord
Jesus, of this word, O Lord God, that the eyes of the understanding might be enlightened, that they may hear, see, and understand. In Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you now. In Jesus Christ's
holy, righteous
name. In the
name of Jesus, rebuke in the name of Jesus.
Plead the blood of Jesus against you now.
Plead the blood of Jesus against you now. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
you,
Lord
Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1. And the word of God said, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of those things, can never with those sacrifices, which they offer year by year continually, make the commas thereunto perfect. We're going to go into the Old Testament. But I wanted to start here to let you know that the sacrificing of the animals, the bulls and goats and the lambs, and that part in dealing with the law, the Bible said it was a shadow of things to come and not the very image, okay? It was more of a teaching tool. It was more of a showing what the greater thing what's going to be done. Now, some of you say, well, wait a minute, brother. Now, you're throwing me out. What do you mean? Okay. The law was like a reflection of the most important thing that was going to be done in dealing with Jesus Christ for man. Hallelujah. And here,
yeah,
the word of God said, even with the sacrifices they did year after year, it couldn't make the commas there too perfect. It couldn't make you completely whole. Now, we're gonna look at this thing some more. Let's go into the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus, chapter 17. The book of Leviticus, chapter 17. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The book of Leviticus, chapter 17, and verse 11. Thank you, Jesus. He is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
And to be glorified. Hallelujah. Book of Leviticus, chapter 17, verse 11. The word of God said, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. So God, when he was talking to Israel about the blood being shedded out for these animals that he had called them to shed this blood for, he said there was a reason behind it. And he said that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Okay? And he said, I have given it to you upon your altars to make an atonement, okay, for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Hmm. Now, let's understand something here as we go to another scripture. You know, that word atonement, brother, in the Hebrew, meaning one of the Hebrew word atonement there here in the Old Testament comes from the Hebrew word kafar. Kafar means to cover, specifically with bitumen, asphalt-like, okay? And here, this atonement here is dealing with to cover as with bitumen. Now, what I want to say unto you, as we go to another scripture, that the blood of the animals could only cover and not take away the sin. But God was using it for an example to show him of the greater sacrifice that can go better or greater in the shedding of his blood that can take away sin. Jesus, hallelujah. He double out of she, glory. Now, let's go to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 12. And we're going to look at verse 13. And whenever you get a time, I will encourage y'all to read this whole 12th chapter. Because God told them in that 12th chapter to get a lamb. A lamb without blemish. Okay? A male of the first year. Okay? For a sacrifice to shed his blood. And in verse 13, the Lord said, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Hmm. So, he said, when this blood that is shed, you shed the blood of this animal and put it upon your houses. He said, when I see it, I'm going to pass over you, and the plague should not come to destroy you. So figuratively, this blood was used, quote, in preserving life. Now, notice that, glory to God, he told them to get a lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In John chapter 1, verse 26, when John the Baptist was baptizing the River Jordan, and Jesus walks up, he didn't say at first, behold Jesus. He said, behold the Lamb of God. That does what? He said, that's going to take away sin, not cover it. Okay? Glory. See, the blood of Christ was able to do something better than the blood of the animals. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's read the Bohu Shalaboshi. In other words, once again, let's look at this. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 10 to show you what I'm talking about. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 10. Amen. The animals was used in a figurative sense to show something of the greater sacrifice. Okay? Hallelujah. And the word of God tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, as I told you before, the blood of the animals could not take away sin, okay, like the blood of Jesus. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4, he said, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin.
Amen.
In verse 11, he said, and every priest stand up daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. Glory. Even through the shedding of their blood. But think back to John 1. John said, behold the Lamb of God, which what? Take away sin. That means his shedded blood, remember the life is in the blood, and he was to come to give his life. That means that his blood was way more powerful than the blood of the animals and bulls and goats. Hallelujah. And that's why Hebrews said the law having a shadow of good things to come and not what? The very image. It was not the very thing that could save mankind, okay? The thing that could save mankind, there had to be the shedded blood of Jesus. Because it can not only bring forth forgiveness, but remission and remission and forgiveness. Because remember, when you're dealing with remission of sin, you're dealing with a twofold. Not only dealing with just forgiveness, but what? A wiping away, a removing totally of it. Amen? And the blood of bulls and goats couldn't do it. That's why they had to make their sacrifice each year, okay? Our sister, Holy Ghost. That's why, glory to God. That's why God calls us that whenever you sin to repent. Because when you repent, his blood washes it and it removes it. It takes it away. Where the blood of animals couldn't do it. It can only cover, okay? It only can keep true Messiah, the true sacrifice, the true Lamb of God, will come and be sacrificed and shed his blood. Hallelujah. And therefore, his blood was so powerful. Okay? Because you don't want just a covering. Remember, I gave you the Hebrew word for the word atonement in the Old Testament. It means to cover specifically with bitumen. And bitumen, when I looked up, is kind of like almost like asphalt-like. Now, think for a second. When you have holes in your road, and they come there, and they'll lay asphalt in it to cover the hole. But over the course of time, you keep riding on that thing, what happens? That asphalt starts breaking down, what you see? That hole again, okay? We didn't need just a covering, okay? We need a removal of sin. We needed the sin to be taken away. Hallelujah. Glory. Because, brother, if the sin is not removed, that means it's still there. And if it's still there, that means that the devil has something to play with. Amen? Hallelujah. This is why God tells us about confessing our sins and repenting of our sins. Okay? Watch. You can get this thing totally removed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to look at one more verse here, and then I'm going to turn over to my brother. Let's go to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. And the word of God says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, not the blood of the lambs, not the blood of the bulls and goats, but the blood of the Lamb, okay, does what? Cleanse us from all sin. Glory.
Amen.
When you cleanse something, brother, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you cleanse something, you remove the dirt, right? Hallelujah. When you cleanse something, you don't cover the dirt. Okay, you don't cover the dirt. That sounds like something we did when we were little. Mama said, Mama and Dad said, go in there and clean the thing. And we tried to cover it up because we didn't want to do it. And we failed to understand at some point they was going to find out, okay? When they told you to sweep the room and you try to put a rug over some of the stuff that you didn't want to sweep, well, sooner or later when folk come in that room and stepping on the rug and you kept sweeping that stuff up, and then sooner or later that rug started puffing. Okay? And they stand on and say, oh, what is this under this rug? And they pull the rug up and dig on the dirt. And now you're looking exposed and funny because you know you're about to get in trouble. Okay? When they said sweep the room and get the dirt up out the floor and you didn't feel like it, and you thought you would cover it. Okay? And since you covered it and put it in a little, put it in a little area, you thought they wouldn't notice. So you call yourself, that's cleaning the room. But that wasn't cleaning, that was just covering it. You needed to remove it. Hallelujah. You got to get it out of the place. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, color of those sheep. Hallelujah. That's why. That's just like when you got a rat in the house, you got to get rid of him. Okay? You can't just go close one door and say, I got him locked up in the room. See, the funny thing about rats, they got a knack of squeezing through certain cracks. Okay? They got a way of finding themselves out of a room. You understand what I'm saying? You be like, I got him locked up in there. I got the key to the door. There's no way he can get out. And then a few days later, you're looking up, what's that in my other room? What is it in my other room? And he's like, how he get up in there? They got a funny way, brother. They squeeze through stuff. They squeeze through stuff you would never think. You're like, ain't no way in the world. You go in there and look at that room, you say, that's a little hole. Ain't no way in the world he got in there. Them rats will squeeze through stuff, okay? You got to get it out the house. You can't let it linger. You can't come out. I got to close up the room. Don't worry about it. Well, sooner or later, you start hearing a little twitching in the other room. Like, what is this in here? Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
So the blood of Jesus has the power. And the thing about it is still working today, people. That how much power is God? It's still working today. So I don't. You know, the Christian signs, I want to say I don't know where they got this from, but yes, I do. I know exactly where they got this stuff from. They got it from the devil. Okay?
Amen.
The devil told them some stuff like this, that the blood of Jesus were powerless, no more effective to cleanse your sin. Okay? Nobody knows about it. Nobody but the devil telling them stuff like that. Did they listen to that? So I'm not going to say I don't know where they got it from. Yeah, I do know where they got it from. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to let my brother gonna come behind me. And I know my brother, he got his eager shoes on to pop that enemy right now. And I'm going to, yes, the devil, I'm going to turn him loose. I'm going to turn him loose. He's going to come with that word on you. Praise God. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Why is it that the devil is so afraid of the blood? Why is it that everybody's against the blood of Jesus? Why is it that everybody try to reject the blood, renounce the blood, turn away from the blood? Because the blood is the only way for mankind to be saved, okay?
Yeah.
That's where the life is. Life is in the blood, okay? It's in the blood of Jesus, okay? Jesus Christ only had to shed his blood one time to save this whole world, okay? But you can come to Jesus Christ as many times and be washed in that blood over and over again.
Yeah.
Why is it? Because, hallelujah, it don't just cover, like in the Old Testament, it removes sin, okay?
Hallelujah.
As many times you confess your sins, Jesus Christ is what? He is worthy, and he is faithful to forgive us of all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He cleanses us every time we come to Jesus Christ and we confess our sins. Jesus Christ cleanses us and washes us and makes us brand new over again, okay?
Yes, sir.
There's no such thing as God getting tired of us coming to him because Christ himself said, if your brother asks you to forgive him you're supposed to forgive him 7 times 70 in one day, right?
Right.
Jesus said that to, because Peter said, how many times should I forgive my brother? And Jesus said, forgive him 7 times 70 in a day. Now, you know, ain't nobody going to come to you that many times, but, Jesus Christ was showing you how great his grace is, okay, because you don't know all the things that you be doing through the day, okay, that sin, okay. Sometimes we sin, if we don't sin in deed, we might sin in word, okay. We might sin in our minds, okay. We might sin, okay, and not know it.
Yeah.
It's impossible for us to know every time we sin, okay? But the Lord said, as many times as you come to me, I will forgive you of your sin. That's what the blood atonement is all about, okay? And it's an everlasting atonement, okay?
Yeah.
It's an everlasting atonement. And it removes the sin completely, okay? That's one of the things that atonement means, okay? It means also the removal of sin, okay?
Yeah.
And their sins was not removed in the Old Testament. They were just covered, like the brothers told you, okay?
Amen.
And Jesus Christ became a scapegoat for us, okay? Just like
Amen.
Just like Abraham got that scapegoat, okay? And in the place of his son, God
Amen.
Don't want your son's blood. God don't want human blood that come from regular
yeah.
humans. He wants the only blood that God would accept is the blood that has to be completely holy. And the only one that met that requirement was Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. That's why when John saw him, John said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away
Amen.
The sins of the world." What's he talking about? He's talking about there is that's your redemption right there. That's your atonement right there. That's your covenant
yeah.
right there. That's your scapegoat right there. Okay? The
yeah.
Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he gave that sign to Abraham, okay? In the Old Testament, he gave that sign to him and said, "And now I'm going to provide myself a what? I'm going to provide myself a sacrifice. I'm going to provide myself this lamb. I'm going to provide myself this holy sacrifice," okay? So, and then God ended up giving Abraham a sacrifice, okay? Producing
yes.
it. God produced
yes.
that. Just like God produced that scapegoat, he produced Jesus for our salvation, okay? And he is our atonement, okay?
Hallelujah.
And if you don't believe that he is who he said he is, you're going to die in your sins. Why
yeah.
do you say that? Because if you don't believe, like John says right here, it says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the
yeah.
truth is not in us, okay? Anybody that said they ain't got no sin, which is what this religion is saying, that we don't people don't have any sins because everything God made is part of God, and God is holy, so you're holy.
Yeah.
No, you're not holy. You're only holy when you come to Christ and you come the way that God has set. That's why Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." And then he said, "I am the light of the world, and I'm the only one." Okay? Ain't no many ways. Get it straight.
Amen.
Okay? But this woman, is actually telling you, at one point she says that you cannot... That all men is God. That's what she's saying to you. She's saying all men are God because you can't die and you already saved. Okay, so she's telling you you are God. Okay, and she's
yeah.
telling you all you have to do is believe in yourself. She's telling you to believe
yeah.
in yourself. Okay, she ain't telling you believe in God. She's
yeah.
telling you believe in yourself. Okay,
yeah.
And then. He tells you all those things she says to you, okay, contradicts what the Word of God says, okay? Now, all these scriptures, if God is a lie, then everything is a lie, okay? I want you to understand
yeah.
that, okay? You cannot, if you call God a liar, everything that God made, okay, must crumble, okay? You have to understand that.
Yeah.
Okay? it's by his word that everything was made. So if God is lying, okay, man, we in bad shape. We done for.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. I mean, we ain't got no hope. but God is
Amen.
Not lied. God said, I sent my son, okay, at a certain time, I sent my son, just like I told the prophets I would, okay? And this woman is contradicting prophets. She's contradicting angels. She's contradicting the Holy Spirit. She's contradicting everything.
Yeah.
Because she's saying that her word supersedes God's word. And then
yeah.
she says that the Bible is not the real word of God. And you can't trust it. Now,
wow.
How much farther do you have to go, okay, with that, okay? Now, Jesus is our scapegoat, okay? He is our
right.
salvation, okay? And I want you to get these. If you don't get any other points tonight, I want you to get those points that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, okay? And that he came
Amen.
To set his people free, okay? You get this, and the prophets talked about this years and years and years. Moses talked about this years and years and years before Jesus Christ even came on the scene, okay? All right?
Amen.
He talked about this, okay, before God became flesh, okay? He talked about this. Why did the prophets talk about this? Why is it that you can rely on the prophet's word and you can't rely on anybody else's word? Because when the prophets speak, the prophet's speaking from the mouth of God, okay? They're not speaking their word. Okay, so when you
Amen.
Listen to the prophets, you're listening to what God has said. God is talking to you, you know, straight from his spirit, okay? So Abraham was a prophet. Do you realize Abraham was a prophet? Abraham was a prophet,
Amen.
Okay? The Lord prophesied to him. The Lord talked to him, and then the Lord moved on to Moses. Okay, and he showed Moses all these things he was gonna do. Okay, in the earth. Okay, and he gave Moses a similitude of things that would happen, that would be a shadow of things to come.
Amen.
And that's Moses saw our day. Moses saw our
Amen.
Day, and Abraham saw our day, okay? And they wanted to, they said, man, I wish I was that day. they wish they was. We don't know that this is a blessed day, and we think that the
right.
that biblical times only refer back to those days. You are living in biblical times now. You may not believe it.
Right.
But these are the
Hallelujah.
Days that the prophet spoke of the You know, the prophet spoke of the last days, okay, that spoke of the end of the world, spoke of men, they're going to be standing on their feet, and they're going to be and they're going to crumble to ashes, okay? They're going to crumble to
yeah.
dust in the day of the wrath of God, okay? They're going to be burnt up. They were talking about in the Old Testament time. They were talking about this time, okay? And then sometimes it specifically said the last days, okay?
Yeah.
If you go to the New Testament, it specifically says in the last days, in the latter times, these things shall be happening. What can you point to in those scriptures? All the things that they said is coming to pass, okay? All the things that Timothy wrote, all the things that Paul wrote to Timothy, okay? You know that he wrote the Thessalonians, okay? It's coming to pass, okay? Why? All the things that John the Revelator wrote is coming to pass now, okay? And he said, and when God gave those, when God gave the revelation back in the time of John, okay? Which they say he was on the Isle of Patmos in about 99 A.D. Okay?
Right.
So you go back there, okay, 99 A.D., okay, the Lord was giving his word to this man, okay, and he said these things are going to be happening shortly after, okay, and those things did start to happen, okay?
Amen.
What happened? the church went into what? The church was totally destroyed. And it tells you in the 12th chapter of Revelation that the woman that you saw was chased by that dragon. That dragon represents the devil, okay?
Amen.
And that devil's kingdom was Rome, okay? The empire of Rome, okay, at that time. That's why it took on the image of Satan, okay? Because it belonged to Satan.
Yeah.
Rome belonged to Satan. The empire belonged to Satan, okay? And the Lord said, now these things are going to happen, okay? Now, some of those things has already happened, but a lot of people don't even know those things has already happened. They don't even know one end from the other end. So how can they know the things that they should know concerning what they should do to prepare for these days, okay? These are the last days, okay? And when we tell you that you need a restoration, okay, when we tell you that you need a restitution, okay, we're telling you that because things were taken away, things were destroyed, okay, that the people of God was destroyed off the face of the earth, okay, the church was completely stamped out. They tell you that in Daniel, in the book of Daniel, that the church, that the saints of God would be wiped out. They would be stamped complete. Even the residue of them would be stamped out, okay? It wiped out. We wiped out the church completely. They did that. Didn't they do that? But a lot of people don't know that. They think that the church continue on, okay? But we'll talk more about that later. But what we're talking about today is these false doctrines, okay, these religions that's coming to the world to deceive, to destroy, okay, to beguile, okay, to blind, and to lead people to hell. That's what they're there for, okay? Satan's job is what he says, to steal, kill, and destroy. Doesn't say that? His job is to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's what he's doing with all these false religions, and I wouldn't even say false religions. They just religions, okay? It don't make a difference if they're false or not. They all false anyway because they come from man's mind. Anything that comes from man's mind, you cannot trust, okay? Even if a person seems to be religious, it doesn't make any difference, okay? Because that's his brand of what's called righteousness, okay? That's his brand. That ain't God's righteousness, okay? And you might seem to be religious, and that's how you are, is religious. You look like a religious man. A religious man is no more better, okay, than an unsaved man, okay? because at least the unsaved man knows he's unsaved. But the religious man think he's good and think he's righteous.
Yeah.
And he's going on in his ways, things that he done set up in his life. Okay, look at all the elaborate things that the Buddhist is going by, all the elaborate things that the Hindu is going by, okay? And all these things, all these lies that they built upon, okay? How can you trust these things, okay? They cannot take you to the faith of God. Okay, they have nothing to do with the faith of God. All they are religions of men. Okay, and I say to you that all religions belong to three things: man, Satan, and the world. That's where they come from. Okay, that's where they come from. And if you're religious or if you feel religious, okay, you in danger, buddy.
Yeah.
You hear me? If you say that I feel religious, I feel good. I feel good about myself. Why should you feel good about yourself when you're in sin? Okay.
Yeah.
But religions—that's what religions make you feel. They make you feel good about yourself. Okay. And so that's why the main place that the devil attacks, okay, the reason why the devil has these mind sciences and things like that is because he loves to attack the mind, because the mind is the place where it begins, okay? He wants you to, because that's where he gets his first victory, okay? That's where you say yes to him in your mind, okay?
Yeah.
And Satan knows that, okay? In your mind, you say yes, you can enter in, or you don't have to say yes. If you don't prevent Satan from coming in, you say Satan, the Lord rebuke you. If you don't say Satan, the Lord rebuke you, then you inviting him in, okay?
Right.
So Satan knows this, okay? And Satan is the master of deception, okay? If Satan could deceive 1/3 of the angels, okay, you better take this in your mind and understand this, okay? That if Satan could, if he could suck in 1/3 of the angels and have them going ooh ah over him, okay?
Right.
What chance do you think you have, okay, with your just your mind, okay? Your mind,
yeah.
you can't compare to him, okay? And that, okay? And I ain't giving him no kudos, okay? I'm just saying that Satan is an enemy that you have to have the whole arm of God on to even stand against, okay? You can't stand against Satan unless you have the Spirit of God in your mind, in your spirit, in your man, in your inner man, okay? That's the only way to overcome Satan, okay? God overcomes Satan. God is the one that defeats Satan, okay? You don't have the power to defeat Satan, okay? Not with your puny mind. Your mind can't do it. Does it make
Amen.
Sense to anybody? I hope it does. I hope it does, okay? That's where the mind sciences, that's where they fail, because they tell you that you, with your mind, you can do all these spectacular things, okay? Where with people's mind, they do all kinds of things. You see people, you know, and just for instance, in karate, in martial arts,
yeah.
things like that, okay?
Mm.
What do you see people doing? They able to do all kind of feats, okay, of strength, okay? They able to break a 2-foot stack of rock with their hands, okay? But some of them can just touch it and break it that way, okay? But they do this with what? The power of Satan. Satan has entered into them, okay? And they understand they're doing all these things by the power of Satan. And what does Satan want from you? He says, I give you the world if you bow down and worship me, okay? And then, what does Satan bring on you when he does it? He brings sickness. He brings disease. He brings everything evil upon you. Every curse comes upon you when you accept what Satan brings to your life, okay? And we're telling you today that you must turn to Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I'm going to shut up now. I'm sorry.
No, well, brother, you know, like I said, you're laying it down, and I let the listeners know we're going to do a part two tomorrow. Amen. But we, as you said, and as my brother explained to you, you know, the blood of Jesus has all saving power. And like,
Amen.
And like, thank you, Jesus. And like my brother was telling you, see, why do you think Satan is so much against the blood? He don't want none of that. The blood and the resurrection? No, he don't want you preaching that. He don't want you telling no people that. Because, see, that's what
Amen.
He tells his followers. He tells his followers, I whooped Jesus. I whooped him. I defeated him. His blood don't mean nothing. And so now you got all these religions and cults coming out telling you the blood of Christ don't mean nothing. It was powerless and all this stuff. Okay? And to those of you that are
Amen.
Christians that's listening, I'm telling you, be careful. Okay? You know, you're taking it for granted. Many of us is taking it for granted, and you saying to yourself, these two brothers on here talking about Christian, we don't need nothing about it. What they teach and believe, we don't need to know that. We good. Well, I come across them, you know,
I ain't going to let them defeat me. See, you're running on your own strength. Okay?
Amen.
You're running on your own power. Because, see, you won't
Amen.
Get in the Word. You won't study the Word. And so you got your chest poked out because you say, I'm a child of God. It ain't getting no on me. But you won't search the Scriptures. You won't study the Word. You won't spend time with God. So what you're doing is you're going on your own strength. And what I'm telling
Amen.
You that's going to happen, amen, whether you want to accept it or not, what's going to happen is you're going to be deceived. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, some of you saying, well, Brother Nate, why are you speaking this curse? No, I'm speaking the truth to you. Because without the Word, you can't make it. And when you don't do what the Lord said, study to show thyself approved, be rooted in the Word, search the Scripture. When he tell you all that and you decide that you ain't going to do it, but you still saying to yourself, and if I come to any trouble, God's going to come and get me. You in for a reality check, okay?
Amen.
And it's coming to a place near you, okay? I'm telling you. Because
Amen.
For the simple fact Amen. Is that you going on your own strength, and you're thinking, they can't get nothing on me. Now, once again, like my brother said, we're not trying to glorify the devil, but what I'm saying is you're underestimating your enemy, okay?
Amen.
Don't underestimate your enemy, okay? I didn't say glorify him. I said don't underestimate him. And you're underestimating
Amen.
Your enemy. So you're going in your own
Amen.
Strength with your chest poked out and saying, whoever I meet, they tell me anything wrong about Jesus, I know it. Oh, really? On your own strength, huh? I told you. The enemy is cunning. And there are people
Amen.
Out there that have cunning words. They speak cunning, slick, crafty words. And it sounds so good. You actually think, man, this person knows some stuff, boy. This stuff is, man, they telling the truth and be dead wrong the whole time, okay? But you, in your
Amen.
Own strength, thinking that, hey, I can handle it. But I'm here to tell you tonight, and as we get ready for part two tomorrow, because I just sense the Holy Ghost that the Lord want us to really speak on this thing, and we gonna do a part two tomorrow, because, see, the devil and mess with my brother phone calls two times, okay? They won't get him on here to start talking. He's a man that's bad enough we got one on here. Can't have no two on here. And I'll run some interference. Maybe they'll give up. And when they found out the brother didn't give up and call back in, he's like, what? And he all in the corner kicking and crying and screaming like a baby. Okay? That's what he's doing. Because he don't want the people to hear about the power and the atoning blood. He wants y'all to hear this stuff, Christian Science and all these other religions and cults telling you that the blood has no power. That's what he wants you to hear. Why do you think he's fighting the people that spreading the gospel, telling you the blood cleanses? Satan knows what happens when you remain in sin. That's why he tried to keep you
Amen.
In there, okay? So if you reject
yeah.
the blood, you're going to remain in sin, period. Ain't nothing
Amen.
Else can cleanse your sin apart from the blood. And the
Amen.
Devil say, oh, none of that, okay? We can't have that. So you start hearing this cleansing the blood part. Do you know how many people, and I'm going to say this last thing, turn to my brother to pray. Do you know how many people who have sinned and they're down in the dumps and they know they did wrong and thinking that there's no hope? Do you know how many people thinking like that? Why? Because they don't know about the blood.
Amen.
That's why God is having the gospel to go to them. That's why God is having some of you that's listening preaching the blood. Some of you might have been speaking. You said, I don't know why I keep talking about the blood of Jesus, because he wants you to tell them. Because some people know that they're in sin, and that sin has got them gripped, and they thinking there's no way out. You've got to give them a message of life and hope. You got to let them know that what Christ did, he didn't. You know what, brother? So many
yeah.
people, I even hear sinners, they tell me, you know, Jesus died for our sins. And I said, that's true, but many of them treat it like a fairy tale. Like it, you
yeah,
know, you just hear them, just, they just say it. That it's not what you, I can tell, it's not really important to them. You understand what I'm saying? It's not, they just saying it. You know, Jesus died for our sins. Praise the Lord. And, you know, you looking like, okay, all right, well, all right. And they
magic.
Don't know the deep effectiveness of the blood.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Father,
Amen.
Shut up. Now I'm going to let my brother pray for you all that's listening. Amen.
Thank you.
And ask the Spirit
Amen.
Lord, give him what to pray, whatever God, the Spirit of the Lord, give him to pray. I'm going to let him pray. So go ahead, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we bind. We bind all spirits, Lord God, of hindrance, all spirits,
yes.
Oh Lord God, of blocking, of stopping of ears, blindness, deafness, Lord Jesus, all spirits of darkness, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against all the false adversary, Lord Jesus, because they don't want these words to go out. Lord God, send these words by your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus.
By your Spirit.
Lord, let your word enter into their hearts, into their minds, their souls, into their spirits, O Lord God. Enter unto them, O Lord God, and convict them, Lord God, and convict them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that Jesus Christ is the only way, that Jesus Christ is the only true way of salvation for their sins, O Lord God, that he's the only way, Lord God, to be saved. Bless them, Lord God, to understand this, Lord Jesus, that there's only one way, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord.
O God, the blood, bless your blood, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, upon your people, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, all those that listen to this broadcast, Lord Jesus, strengthen, Lord God, the brethren, Lord Jesus, everywhere, Lord God, strengthen them, Lord, to do this work, O Lord God, to carry this work forward, O Lord God. Lord God, let this broadcast, Lord God, go forth, Lord God, let it go far and wide, O Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. Let it prick the ears, O Lord God, and the hearts and minds and souls of the people, Lord Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah, by the Spirit of the
Holy
Ghost and Christ's holy righteous name. And we give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord Jesus, because we know, Lord Jesus, that this is the will that this word be spoken. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to you, Lord Jesus. You are the one that's doing this, Lord God. It is not us. Is your will, is your purpose, is your plan, O Lord God, that we preach this gospel of the kingdom, O Lord God, in Jesus Christ's holy righteous name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. But I tell you what, that just charged my spirit. Hallelujah. Doing this broadcast, it just did something to my spirit, just charged my spirit, you know. You know, we no matter how long we've been in the Lord, you're always good to hear the word of God. I don't care how long you've been in the Lord. If you find somebody saying they're a Christian, they're tired of the word, really pray for them. Okay? I mean, really. I can't say the word really enough. really pray for them because they don't know what they're saying. But anyhow, praise be to God. For those of you listening to tomorrow night, Lord said the same at 7 o'clock p.m., we will come with Christian Science, the Atonement, Part 2. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to get that devil, keep his headache going. I know he's got a headache right now. He gets a headache every time, especially you talk about the shedding of the blood or the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It just makes his head hurt. And that's what we're doing tonight, making his head hurt. And there's no aspirin. There's no reliever that he can get to relieve that big headache he got in his head. So, therefore, we're going to continue to pound his head like a massive headache pounds anybody else's head. So, thank God for all of you that's been listening. And may God bless you, your family, your loved ones, in Jesus' name. Amen. We love y'all.
Amen.
God bless. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
One day when the glory comes, it will be ours.